Welcome to Total Retail Talks, your podcast channel for retail knowledge.
Hi, and welcome to episode 157 of Total Retail Talks. I'm Joe Keenan, executive editor of Total Retail. Joining me today is Julie Lyle, interim chief marketing officer at one of the country's largest retailers and a board member at several marketing technology firms. We're going to be discussing the growing influence of technology within retail, particularly as it relates to customer experience. Thanks for joining me, Julie.
It's a pleasure, Joe. I'm looking forward to it.
It's great. So let's get started by having you tell us a little bit about your background within the retail industry.
Well, I've been in the retail industry now for 25 plus years. I started very young, of course. I've been chief merchant or chief marketing officer for great brands across the business. Walmart, of course, Shopko, Mida, H.H. Gregg, and others.
So you mentioned, being within the industry for 25 years, you've obviously seen a lot of change in your time. And I'm specifically interested, kind of within the last 3 to 5 years, can you talk about, sort of the shifts in the industry that you've, been most, not necessarily surprised by, but, taken note of?
I think probably the most powerful shift has been the movement from a one-to-one. It's a dichotomy, Joe. There's been a shift that is technology-enabled that has now creates networks of shoppers and sellers and referrers in a way that we've never seen before, certainly not in my career. To give you an example, rather than relying, as we had in the past, on simply a one-to-one relationship of a shopkeeper, if you will, to a customer, the internet and technology and artificial intelligence has enabled networks of relationships between sellers and buyers, between customers and retailers, between referrers and shoppers, between intermediaries and shoppers. If you think about the network, the power of Amazon is the network that it has created that is displacing simply a one-to-one transaction with many-to-many transactions and communications. And that many-to-many network is reshaping the way vast groups of consumers view brands, talk about brands, evaluate products, share their opinions, make their purchasing decisions, compare prices, and so on.
So I want to get into this a little bit more. You mentioned kind of the influence of technology and kind of more behavior moving, digital shopping and, online. Can you talk about, some of the technologies that you're bullish on in terms of their impact? And, I'm thinking specifically around customer experience here, more kind of the customer-facing technologies that you believe can really have an influence on, the way consumers shop.
Well, as I mentioned, in those neural networks of micro-economies, if you will, that are happening both online and offline, people are using their mobile devices even as they're standing in front of the cashier in a retail brick-and-mortar environment. Even in the wake of all of that, what consumers are trying to find now as the Holy Grail is that very personalized experience where they have the sense that the retailer knows them, understands them, and respects their time and their wishes enough to only serve them very personalized offers or content, et cetera, that is relevant to that shopper in their life, or based on their shopping pattern.
Yeah, and I was going to say that I think that brings up a good point. This isn't necessarily the exclusive domain of online here. Where you mentioned in store. I guess the experience and kind of that knowing the customer and the collection of data and technologies that enable that extend to both channels.
Absolutely, and I often hear I'll get questions when I'm speaking at conferences or whatnot about isn't technology that is personalized creepy? Well, if it's just following me around and serving me up ads or content or promotions or offers that aren't really relevant to me, then I do feel like I'm being chased or followed in a very unnatural way. But when it's personal, and I've opted into the experience because I trust that retailer to deliver me an offer on a great pair of jeans that's three tables over from where I'm standing in that store, and it's a pair of jeans that I have bought that brand three or four times previously, then it's a real value benefit. It goes from being creepy to being a friend.
Yeah, really adds value to the experience. So you specifically cited artificial intelligence. So can you talk about, you know, what some of the best retail applications in your mind are for that type of technology? And then kind of a second part to that, what are the business benefits the brands that, you know, implementing AI solutions hope to gain?
Well, AI in today's world can bridge many gaps in terms of the relationship that retailers have with their customers. That extends from where they're serving their ads and the timing and relevancy of the ads that they serve, to the offers and promotions and how they are, those promotions are structured to meet the needs of the customer and be the type of promotion that the customer will respond to most often, to product and predictive merchandising to say, well, if you bought this, you should also consider that, and many other ways.
With so many different types of technologies that are available in the marketplace, you know, what is the process that brands should kind of go about in determining, you know, what should they explore further, and then kind of narrowing down that list, vetting the different service providers that are out there, and then ultimately making the decision of, you know, what they should invest in?
Well, it's like so much else in today's marketing teams, Joe. The biggest challenge is there's such a proliferation of technology and opportunity that prioritization is key. So what I would say is to a marketing team, I would give a couple of points of advice. First of all, be sure you understand the priorities, map the priorities of both the business with the customer experience, because customer experience is king right now, regardless of the vertical that your retail business is operating in. And then secondly, determine in prioritized order, descending order, what are the other like-to-haves versus need-to-haves that you have to, as a marketer, improve your delivery with that customer in order to ensure that experience is preserved, because that experience ultimately is your brand. How do you preserve that experience or improve that experience? And the business objectives, while we don't like to say they're secondary, but performance will follow if the experience is preserved. So prioritization would be the first key. Secondly, I have found in the different companies and marketing teams I have worked with, there's often a propensity for the individual members on the team to avoid interactions with vendors and suppliers because they feel like they're going to be hounded, and candidly, just because the marketing teams are so overstretched. But if you consider the fact that, you'll know this, Joe, in 2011, there were just over 300 marketing technology tools available in the marketplace. Just last year, the MarTech research revealed that there are over 5,300 tools out there today aimed at making marketers' lives easier and their experience for their customers much better. Now, if most of those tools are garbage, that still means there's thousands of tools that could be improving the business's performance, the marketer's efficiency, and the customer's experience in one. I would just encourage marketers to reach out to vendors and let them educate them, take the time, manage expectations, but let those vendors educate them on what is the latest and greatest so that they can see around corners on behalf of their brands and their customers.
I'm interested, from an internal perspective, you know, mention some of the, you know, leading retailers that you've worked within the marketing departments for, you know, kind of how it's changed recently in terms of collaboration between departments. So, you know, when IT and marketing working probably more hand in hand to make these type of investments in different technologies, can you talk about kind of how that's changed and what you see in terms of kind of inner collaboration between departments within organizations?
Absolutely. I think if the collaboration between IT departments and if you have separate e-commerce and retail brick and mortar marketing teams, those need to be seamless relationships, and those three extensions of the company, and I would include consumer insights as well as data, whoever mm-hmm. manages data in the business, those five functions are absolutely essential to any one of those five functions being successful. And so they must be, regardless of what your organizational structure says, they must be in lockstep together, arm in arm, building out their roadmaps together, one cohesive roadmap, prioritizing the business needs and the customer needs together with a view to each of those different functional disciplines, and just day in, day out, working side by side.
So my final question, Julie, is, you know, kind of, you know, looking forward a little bit, what are your thoughts on, you know, where you see the retail industry headed? We hear a lot about, you know, the death of brick and mortar, you know, the changing behaviors of consumers. You know, what are some, you know, steps or advice that you might be able to offer retailers and how they can position their businesses for future success?
Well, it might sound a bit trite, but I don't believe at all that retail is dead. I think boring 20-year-old underinvested retail is probably dead, but consumers still love the experience of interacting with product and being inspired and stimulated by the retail environment. If that weren't the case, we wouldn't see the e-commerce pure plays beginning to open stores, and we wouldn't see smaller brands building out pop-up shops here and there to meet the demands of customers and doing very well with them. So retail is definitely changing, and technology is enabling far more power and information to be in the consumer's hands. I believe it makes us all better marketers in the sense that price, we've always known price is not the only determinant. And now with the transparency and visibility to price, we have to, as retailers, find ways to hit the other triggers that customers want. Number one, an inspired and compelling experience. Number two, convenience of shop, regardless of channel or location. And number three, trustworthy brands with good policies around quality and return and other things like that, that can absolutely catapult one brand that has the same product as another to market dominance.
Great. Well, I think that's some very sound advice, and I want to take this opportunity to thank Julie Lyle for joining me today. Please check out our podcast channel page, mytotalretail.com/podcasts, for show notes. Total Retail Talks is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Stitcher, but make sure to subscribe on our podcast channel page as well. Thanks, and I look forward to you joining us on the next episode of Total Retail Talks.